Let's welcome back our puzzle guru, Art Chung, and our next two contestants, Jocelyn Draw and Karen Sulkis. If you could bring back one thing from the 80s, what would you bring back, Karen?
I would bring back discovering bands on the radio and then going to see them live.
Yeah, that's nice.
And that was the only way you could see them or hear them or be their friends.
Yeah, because you said that,
Because you weren't really their friends.
I'm pretty sure every public radio station after this airs will isolate that clip and play it as a promo, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Jocelyn, how about you?
I miss the era of MTV when they showed videos.
Oh, yeah! Both music-related requests, which is great because this is a music game. It's called The News, according to Huey Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan?
San Francisco has been home to some of America's greatest music acts. Etta James, Janis Joplin, Carlos Santana. I personally have a soft spot for Huey Lewis and his band, The News. So, for this game, we have rewritten lyrics to Huey Lewis's Power of Love to be about major news items from the 1980s. All you have to do is identify the person or group or thing or whatever that I am singing about. You ready?
Oh, sure.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
You both seem surprisingly stressed out for a game about Huey Lewis and the news. Okay, here we go. Closet of shoes was a curious treat. Over 1,000 pairs, but only 2 feet. Road to fame on Ferdinand's dime. This Asian first lady had a really good time. Karen.
Imelda Marcos.
You got it.
Miles long, 12 feet tall. Built in the 60s, it was bound to fall. Hopeless rampart through a hopeful town. Power of Gorbachev, you tore it down.
Karen?
Berlin Wall.
Berlin Wall is correct. Here we go. Time for the chorus now.
Don't need stubble on your face. Don't need to be a dude to go to space. Just learn how to operate a robot arm. For grabbing satellites on the Challenger flight.
Jocelyn?
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
You're so excited.
I know,
you're
totally excited. I don't know. I mean, I actually don't even get what the question was.
I know. Okay, Karen?
Is it Sally Ride?
It is Sally Ride. It was there, right, Jocelyn? It was there in your head, and then it was gone.
No, actually.
Oh, all right.
First time you saw it in those days of yore, the coolest computer of 1984, with a beige plastic case and a handle on top, got the power to make your hard drive stop.
Karen?
The Apple Mac?
The Macintosh computer, that is right, the Mac. Okay, we are now at the bridge.
Selling weapons to Iran isn't fair. Yeah, but you don't care. You do what you have to do to fund a foreign coup. Shredding documents with Von Hall. You feel the power of obstructing Congress.
Jocelyn.
Oliver North.
Ollie North, you got it.
Making the Olympics is an uphill climb. The coolest runnings in the wintertime. It's cold and it's icy sliding down that track. It's probably why they crashed. What's the name of that team?
Jocelyn?
The Jamaican bobsled team.
That's right. Art Chung, how'd we do?
Jocelyn had a good comeback, but Karen is our winner.
Congratulations, Karen. You are moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. Coming up from NBC's cult sitcom Community, we'll talk to our VIP actor and comedian Danny Pudi. We'll see if he knows his action-adventure tropes, so stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.